Roland Martin, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
You want to know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Roland Martin.
Hold it now.
Weekday mornings at 9, 8 Central. Start your day with TV One's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, what's up, folks? I hope all is well. We'll be chatting today with Congressman Elijah Cummings about this Secret Service nonsense. And, Tom, I have absolutely no faith in the Secret Service. I mean, this is for a dude to get on the elevator with the president, pulling his camera out, and he had a gun? Unbelievable. So hopefully some heads will certainly roll there. But today we're going to talk about the issue of voting. Midterm elections less than 40 days away. And Tom, black voters could be the decisive factor in several southern states like Louisiana, Arkansas, as well as North Carolina. So I called up my home girl from Louisiana, the gumbo queen. She is vice chair for voter registration and participation for the Democratic National Committee, Donna Brazil. Hey, Donna.
Hey, Brother Roland. It's wonderful to hear your voice, my Texas barbecue brother.
Always good hollering at you.
Another barbecue brother. Look at my barbecue brothers from Texas.
Got that right. Got that right. Donald, this huge, huge election, and anybody who's listening to our voice, we voted in record numbers in 2012. For the first time in history, African Americans voted at a higher rate than any other group. Black women led the way in doing so, but we also have to show up November 4th.
Absolutely. As you know, Roland, in 2012, a third of all voters cast a ballot prior to Election Day. More than 18 million people cast an early in-person ballot when President Obama was reelected. We're 34 days out. The deadline to register to vote is coming up. We need to remind everyone, given what's happening with the Supreme Court and their decision this past week in Ohio. The Supreme Court on the eve of early voting ruled that efforts by the Ohio Republicans to restrict early voting days were acceptable. So this get rid of what we call the golden week in Ohio, the period when voters can register and cast their ballot at the same time. They're also restricting some of our Sunday opportunities. So we're urging everyone to check their voter registration status. If they're able, and states across the country, to begin to vote early, vote early. If you get a notice about an absentee ballot and you know you won't be around on November 4th, please go out and cast that absentee ballot. Roland, this is the first major election since the Supreme Court decision in Shelby County versus Eric Holder. So the war on voting has started all across the country. Arkansas, we know that the Supreme Court in Arkansas will rule any day now on voter ID. In Texas, again, Texas, we're going to have a voter ID ruling at any point now. North Carolina, the same thing. So we're urging everyone, no matter if you're in Georgia, Louisiana, or out there in Missouri, we need you to get yourselves together and get ready to vote this Tuesday, November 4th. But and if you have an opportunity to vote early, please vote early.
It's not just U.S. Senate races and congressional races, also down ballot races. You got several African Americans on the ballot in Georgia.
We have five African American women, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, Superintendent of Education, State Insurance Commissioner. We need African Americans to go out there and cast their ballot. We need every eligible citizen to go out there and cast their ballot. Anthony Brown is the leading Democratic candidate for governor in the state of Maryland. Do you know that in the Virgin Islands, we will elect our first African-American female governor in a U.S. territory, Donna Christensen Green? Nina Turner in Ohio, Secretary of State. Kamala Harris out in California. She's up for re-election as Attorney General in the state of California.
Jesse White. Oh, that's the one the president said was fine?
Yes, Tom.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Stop it, Tom. She just got married, so she's off the look. She's off the list now, okay? But they're African-American candidates. And, you know, Roland and Tom, we're going to make history again this year. We're going to elect more African-Americans to the United States House of Representatives. New Jersey, Cory Booker is up for re-election. But Senator Cory Booker is up for re-election. But Bonnie Watson Coleman is poised to become the first African-American woman to represent the state of New Jersey in Congress. So we have many opportunities, but we have to vote. It's our power.
But can you talk about the downside, Donna and Roland, and the importance not only of electing these African-American officials, but the importance of just voting and what could happen if we don't go out
and vote? Well, Donna, let's remind people, 2010, we stayed at home, and Republicans, they flipped 16 state legislatures, and that's when all of a sudden all of those voter ID, voter suppression bills were introduced across the country.
We stayed home and the Tea Party took power. We stayed home and the Tea Party gut education. We stayed home and the Tea Party enacted new restrictions on our voting rights. We stayed home and the Tea Party, you know, decided to sue President Obama. That's what's at stake. I'll never forget, Tom, you remember back in 1998, Roland, you were still in college. You were a young man.
No, but I was out.
They were impeaching President Clinton. Remember that, Tom?
Yep.
They decided that they didn't want President Clinton in the office, and we decided in 1998 to go out and vote in record numbers, and you know what? We turned the tide. President Clinton now is one of only three presidents in the history of our country that's been able to turn the tide in his 6 year. So we can turn the tide if we use our power, and that power is the ballot box.
And, Don, of course, the other piece of this here, remember, the House Republicans held Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt, the first cabinet member in history. There's no doubt in my mind that if they get control of the U.S. Senate, they will try to impeach President Barack Obama.
Oh, they've already stated as much. They've also stated that they're going to try to repeal Obamacare again. Right. And as you know, this is the anniversary, the one-year anniversary. Over 10 million people are now eligible to get health care. So there's no question this is a very important election, not just for President Obama and to allow him to finish his job on the economy and jobs and raising the minimum wage, but this is very important in terms of President Obama's ability to get a replacement for Eric Holder that will continue to uphold our nation's voting rights laws.
But let me also add, folks, we were ticked off about Ferguson, ticked off about Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman. Do not ignore district attorneys' races, judicial races. We can't just ignore and skip those races as well.
Thank you, Tom, and thank you, Roland. Get out there and vote this fall, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
She broke it down.
Thanks, Donna.
She really broke it down.
She put a lot in that gumbo, didn't she?
That political gumbo.
Yeah, she does it.
She even used her New Orleans accent.
Okay. Well, she never loses that.
No, that ain't never left.
The Tea Party.
The party.
It's the Tea Party.